We feature Altrusa here on the show this morning as we are getting toward Christmas time, the Christmas in the Park Lights display coming up, and also we've got Cookie Fest coming up. Christy Ornburn and Barb Riley join me in studio. Let's begin with Lights in the Park, since that's right around the corner, Christy.
Yes, we will be opening up Christmas in the Park on Monday, November the 26th, and we'll be running all the way through December the 23rd. We're really excited about this year. We've got some nice new things for everybody, some great new displays. There's some new animals have moved into Christmas in the Park. We have a new bear, and we have a new camel, and there's a very talented little puppy and kitten singing some carols. So you're going to get a kick out of that.
So if you've gone before, you need to go again, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Every year you add to the display.
Yes.
Now, normally it's out near the lodge. Is that going to be the focal point?
Yes, that will be the focal point. And this year we're excited to say that we have an archway that you'll be able to drive under to go into Christmas in the Park. It's always been a little confusing where we started exactly. There wasn't anything to mark it. So this year we have a lovely arch that actually the metal shop at the prison made for us, and we decorated it with lights. So we've wanted to do that for years, and that's another really neat addition that you'll see this year is a regular entranceway.
So look for the arch, right? You're cheering for this, Barb.
Yes, okay. I've wanted one for years. I am so excited.
All right, very good. Yep. So that'll direct you. And then, of course, you're normally there at the start of the, so if people want to make donations.
We are. Now, Christmas in the Park is from 5 to 9 o'clock at night, and Altrusa members will meet you at the entrance there, and we do ask for free will donations. It is free to go through Christmas in the Park. We don't charge anything, and we don't ever want to do that. We want everybody to come and just enjoy the beauty of it. But if you can, we do love to accept donations because that's how we keep Christmas in the Park going. Christmas in the Park is 100% supported by donations from the community. We have businesses that support us, and of course, all the people who make their donations at the gate, that all goes back to keeping the lights going, adding to them, and just making it more beautiful every year.
Scattered lights throughout the rest of the park, right?
But
And when did you start putting the lights up?
This is actually our 34th year.
34, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and that'll be, what, Christmas parade night, right?
Yes, it will. Mm-hmm. And we will also have the week before Christmas, December the 17th through the 22nd, Santa will be at the lodge. He'll have his Santa house all set up there to greet the kids from 5:30 to 8:30. So we want everybody to bring the kids out to see Santa. They will also receive a book from Santa. We, Altrusa, one of the things that we support very strongly is literacy. So we like to combine literacy with Christmas in the Park, so all the kids will get a book from Santa. So we really want, and Mrs. Claus, I can't forget Mrs. Claus, she will be there too, Santa and Mrs. Claus. And so that is from 5:30 to 8:30, December the 17th through the 22nd. And but we never turn anybody away. If there's kids there at 8:30, we'll keep going. Okay, we like to do that. And then on the 22nd, it's going to be a big event with Santa. We're going to have cookies and cocoa and carols with Santa. So we'll have cookies and cocoa, and we're going to have a community choir. We'll be out there doing some carols. So we just invite everybody to come on out and hang around and, you know, enjoy a little snack, hear some good music, and, of course, Santa.
Very good. All right. It all starts the 26th after Thanksgiving weekend, the Moberly Christmas Parade, and then the lights go on at Rothwell Park. Barb, let's talk about another traditional holiday event. That's the Cookie Fest, which is coming up December 6th. Give us the details on that.
Well, what's unique about the Cookie Fest, this is, I believe, our fourth year of doing it. As people remember, Stubbins Youth Home, we did it for years, starting back in the 80s, and when Stubbins was no longer, Altrusa took it over. And so we've just kind of followed the same format that we'd always done when Stubbins did it. This year is going to be, we think it'll be better and more accommodating because Trinity Church has agreed to let us use their fellowship hall. So the parking will be better. We'll have much more room to spread out. so people can come and go through there. And we'll, it'll be the same night as the Living Windows. When you get done doing that downtown, come right around the corner to Trinity. We're going to open at 5 o'clock. We do encourage anybody would like to order early on. They can go on our website and place an order, and we will deliver them to the people. You never know what you're going to get till we get there. We have fudge. We have cookies. We have brownies. Anything that's going to be sweet and delicious, that's what we're going to have there. Save you having to do your Christmas cooking, baking. You can come and let Altruista do it for you. But there again, all of our proceeds from that goes back into the community, which I won't go through all the things that we do, but we do projects on a monthly basis. But all of our money goes back into the community.
Oh, we'll talk about some of those projects in a moment. I see here $7 per pound.
Yes, sir.
That's a set figure then for that?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
We weigh it and put it in a nice box, and you take it with you. Or if you come there, then we give you gloves, and you can round the tables and pick up your own goodies.
All right. So that starts at 5 o'clock December 6th, same night as Living Windows. And you said you could pre-order. Do you have a website then?
Yes, and it's on our flyers, okay. But it's altruistafoundationofmoberly@gmail.com.
All right. So email that and get your pre-order in on December 6th. Well, let's find out more about Altruista. You mentioned projects that you do. Where do you want to begin? You guys are busy.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we do school supplies. We start off school with glue sticks, and people don't think about it, but Kleenex boxes, because our teachers usually supply that themselves, and you go through a lot of glue and Kleenexes when school starts. We've helped out the Christo Center, Community Kitchen. We're Make a Difference Day. We do cards for the veterans in November. We ring the bells for Salvation Army. We have helped with Safe Passage. We do Relay for Life Survivor Dinner. We volunteer to help with that. We drive the courtesy carts in the park in the summertime. We've done projects at the college. We sponsor scholarships. We have an Astra group. We have the high school Astra girls. Now we have a group of Astras at the college as well. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm leaving a lot of things out, but that's just a few of the things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a new one I want to mention, though, that we're just starting up this year. Our Patriotism Committee has started a new project, and everybody would be familiar with Wreaths Across America, where the wreaths are placed at the military cemeteries. Well, we're extending that to the other cemeteries in town, because we have a lot of veterans who are buried, or not buried at the military cemetery, they're buried at, you know, the ones here in town. So we're doing a wreath placement for veterans on December the 1st, and we just started that out this year, and we have about, I think, 40-50 wreaths that will be placed out at Oakland, and we want to keep expanding that. Folks can order a wreath for their loved one who is a veteran and who is buried at a different cemetery. So we're really excited about this as a way to recognize veterans that don't normally get that honor. So that's a nice new one for us. We also do some things with the elderly. We do cards for the nursing homes at Valentine's Day. And we also do cards at Veterans Day for the veterans home. So we try to cover all ages.
Busy, that's right.
If we hear a need, we try to do what we can to help.
Yeah, terrific. And you meet monthly? Or
we meet every month. Yeah. And right now we have 51 members.
Great.
And I like to brag that Altruista is the oldest women's organization in Randolph County. Been around a lot of years, and we've grown. And sadly, one of our great leaders recently passed away, Betty Koontz, because she was instrumental in helping Altruista get started way back when. And she was a blessing. And she helped us up till the very end. She'd make phone calls on for Christmas to remind different ones, you're working tonight from 5 to 7 or 7 to 9, and she visited, and everybody enjoyed talking to Betty. So she's going to be greatly missed.
How do you become a member of Altruista?
You just contact any Altruista member, and we will be happy to get you set up. Just either you contact either Barb or myself and Becky Kendrick, who is our president, either one.
All right, very good. And again, we've got two big events, so you've heard about all that Altruista does, so hopefully you'll support by going out to the light display in the park, make a free will donation, and then Cookie Fest is coming up on December 6th. Anything else that you ladies would like to add about either one of the events or Altruce in general?
Well, something I just want to share, because starting year before last, I think we started counting the vehicles, and I think this past Christmas we had over 5,000 cars come through Christmas.
Wow.
That's
well,
not
that's
the
good.
People. That was just cars. Us counting the vehicles. And we had more, but we'd get to talking and forget to count. But anyway, it's exciting.
Have you tracked license plates? Do we have any out-of-state license plates?
We do ask people when we see a license plate, where are you from? Why did you come here?
And we had Iowa and Illinois and Kansas that we caught last year.
Good. All right. Yeah. So it's a Midwest tradition now. Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. All right. Sounds like a lot of fun. Anything else we didn't cover?
I do want to make a quick thank you, though, to the Moberly Parks and Recreation Department.
Oh, yes.
They are our partners with Christmas in the Park, and without them, we could not do it. The park workers are the ones who actually set up the decorations and displays for us. They maintain them. I think they love the project as much as we do. They are great. So do want to give a big thank you to them.
All right.
And to Dirk Miller, because he went and got some of our decorations for us on his own time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just, he's a blessing.
All right. It's a community effort.
Yes.
Certainly Altruce spearheads it. We thank you ladies and your group for doing that. And a brand new arch to drive through.
Now. Oh, yes.
Look for the arch out at the lodge. All right. Very good. Christy Ornburn and Barb Riley have been my guests. Thanks for coming in, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll continue with more on Quicks Land this morning in just a moment.